Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. It's Memorial Day. This is my 19th consecutive live Memorial Day show. We just talk about that. No business today. And because we're celebrating this day, Rich Keelan is our guest, our good friend, a great patriot, and the purveyor of the outstanding twice weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. Check that out when you get a chance. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. Rich, and by the way, has put his money where his mouth is on more than one occasion as a leader, as someone that different organizations, including our government, has called upon to serve in harm's way in Iraq, once at least, and other places, Rich. And so I thank you for your service in that way as well. Rich, we don't have 9/11 sales. Why do we have Memorial Day sales?
It's because... I think because there's nothing that gets in the way of selling sheets to anybody. I mean, if you can figure out how to sell a TV set, you're going to sell it.
Before we go to celebrate and boating and barbecuing and all that, shouldn't we all stop and say that to ourselves? There are no 9/11 sales or no 9/11 picnics. Why are we having a Memorial Day picnic? Go ahead and have it, folks. But you ought to have to stop I'm going to lay just a teeny tiny little bit of guilt on all of us for that. What do you think?
Well, let me help with that a little bit. That the rules of engagement for flags on Memorial Day are this: they are to be flown at half staff until noon, and then taken to full staff from that point on for the rest of the daylight hours. On the one hand, to remember those who have fallen, yeah, and for the rest of the day to celebrate the work that they did and the freedoms we had.
I want to switch over to leadership, Rich, and thank you, by the way, for that flag report. No one else could do that besides you here. From a standpoint of our next president, back to what we were saying in the previous segment about you and I doing what we have to do to make sure that if we go to war again, that we have a plan to finish it, that we have a commitment to finish it. Do we have a presidential candidate that you feel like could follow through on that?
I think other than H.W. Bush and Dwight Eisenhower, and JFK, to be fair, we haven't had presidents that have spent significant amounts of time in the military. LBJ joined the military, to his credit, and was called back by President Roosevelt because he was a member of Congress, and the president said that members of Congress have to come and serve in Congress no matter what their predilections were. But to your exact question, I mean, we don't bring politicians and people of business people like Donald Trump. They're not raised in military strategy, and so they need good people around them. And I think the better question is not whether or not they could figure it out. It's whether they will have people around them who, A, can figure it out, and B, they'll listen to.
Yeah. Well, of course, Hillary's been in the White House enough. She's been
she's Secretary of State.
She was the first lady there for a long time. She saw a lot of decisions being made, not for war, but for staying out of war, I guess I should say. But more than that experience, and even more than the advisors, what about the will of the individual? You have any measure of that for Trump or her?
I don't, but if I did, it would probably be a head scratching, head shaking, shoulder shrugging response. I mean, I just don't have a clue. But very often we don't ever have a clue. We elect these people and hope that they figure it out on the way because nobody's prepared. Nobody's prepared from birth to be president.
Is this going to be the craziest, wackiest? It's already to some degree, But is this going to, between the next 6 months, is this going to continue to be the craziest, wackiest
political season
we've ever had?
I think so. But on the lighter side, I have to write a column twice a week. The last thing I need is an era of good feeling. I need nuttiness.
Well, this is a perfect time for you then, because
I couldn't be happier.
Going forward in the next and the next 2 or 3 months with the conventions and different reports coming out.
Whether there's a third party or a fourth party.
Could this be the year of the libertarians, Rich? Quickly.
No, not going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to be Republican, Rich.
All right, we'll see. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here.
Happy.
Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, wishing you a great Memorial Day. Remember those names: Danny McGee, Joel Forrester, Joel Mock.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.